When I hear this gospel text, I remember always a homily from my time in the seminary. The priest that was giving the homily, he would always make these very funny expressions on his face, and he acted very childlike when he was giving the homily, you know, like, well, we sang, you know, a song for you, and you wouldn't dance with us. He was very childlike. Jesus is expressing God's exasperation with the generation. Because you have John the Baptist who comes in his austerity, in the hopes of shaking people from their surety of where they are, leading them to repentance. Then you have Jesus who comes in seemingly such a different light, again, to shake the people from their surety of who they are and their no need of repentance or redemption. What more is God to do? And so Jesus is exasperated with the generation. What more must I do to shake you from your sleep, to wake you up to the reality, the need for conversion, the need for grace, the need for transformation? What must I do? But there's something beautiful in that. The revelation that God cares about you. He cares enough about you to come and to try and meet you where you are, to shake you so that you will respond to his grace and invitation. But there's a second insight, not just that God cares about you, but that you have a part to play in this. So as preaching this morning, I never articulated this about my experience in my own life. But I think it's safe to say that at a certain point in my life, I was literally just wanting God to do it. I didn't really want to have to make a decision. I didn't want to have to take responsibility for choosing him or choosing this or choosing this vocation or that. I just wanted God to do it. Just come with your bulldozer, God, and just bulldoze your way through my life. But that's not how he works. He actually invites us to respond to his grace. He wants us to engage our freedom that he has won for us upon the cross, that he has set us free from all of the powers and the darkness and all of this stuff to bring us to freedom so that we can choose to love him. The exasperation, the gospel is, they won't engage with him. And sometimes we do the same. And sometimes we want God to be on a bulldozer and just to do it. But that's not our God. He desires your will, your freedom, your love to be a part of this response. He doesn't want to force you to love him. That's impossible. What must he do? What words must he say? How many more times must he reveal himself offered on the cross for us to choose him? to choose to engage this relationship, to take responsibility and enter in. God loves you so very, very much. And he's willing to bend over backwards in order to meet you where you are. But he needs you to respond. I dare say he would actually rather have you respond no, heartfelt no, than to sit there lukewarm, unmoved, untouched. At least with your no, he knows where you are, and then he can work a different plan. At least you've made a decision. At least you have taken responsibility for saying something. When I say it, it sounds angry. That's not my intention. It is the passionate love of God for you and his desire to wake you from your sleep, for you to choose this relationship of love. Amen.